Well, good morning. It is May 18th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I am back in Connecticut. I'm a little stuffy and a little hacky, and but that's okay. I think it might be allergies, but if I'm a little hacky during the during the Bible reading today, you'll forgive me. But that said, before I begin, I just want to wish a happy anniversary to my parents, 37th anniversary, I believe, to my parents today, and so I praise God for them, and so I hope that they enjoy their day today, thankful for godly parents. But that said, on this May 18th, 2023, we are going to start with Numbers chapter 27, we're going to read Psalms 70 and 71, we're then going to read Isaiah chapter 17 and 18, two chapters. And then we're going to finish the book of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 today. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers 27. Numbers 27. Numbers 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came near. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahalah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the leaders of the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and yet he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among our father's brothers." And so Moses brought their case before the Lord. And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statement. You shall surely give them a hereditary possession among their father's brothers, and you shall testify the inheritance of their father to them. Further, you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, 'If a man dies and has no son, then you shall transfer his inheritance to his daughter. If he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then he shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father had no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative in his own family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be a statutory ordinance to the sons of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Go up to the mountain of Abri and see the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. When you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my commandment to treat me as holy before their eyes at the water. These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin.' Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, 'May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them, and who will lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep which have no shepherd.' And so the Lord said to Moses, 'Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him, and have him stand before Eleazar the priest and before the congregation, and commission him in their sight. You shall put some of your authority on him, in order that all the congregation of the sons of Israel may obey him. Moreover, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his command they shall go out, and at the command they shall come in, both he and the sons of Israel with him, even all the congregation.' Moses did just as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and then he laid hands on him and commissioned him, just as the Lord had spoken through Moses." That was Numbers chapter 27. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 70 and 71. Psalm 70 and 71. Psalm 70. For the choir director, a psalm of David, for a memorial. O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, "Aha, aha." Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, "Let God be magnified." But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of habitation to which I may continually come. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the grasp of the wrongdoer and ruthless man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my confidence from my youth. By you I have been sustained from my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have become a marvel to many, for you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies have spoken against me, and those who watch for my life have consulted together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no one to deliver. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, hasten to my help. Let those who are adversaries of my soul be ashamed and consumed. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek to injure me. But as for me, I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all day long. For I do not know the sum of them. I will come with the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous words. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. For your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me many troubles and distresses will revive me again. Will revive me again and will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. May you increase my greatness and turn to comfort me. I will also praise you with a harp, even your truth, O my God. To you I will sing praises with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also will utter your righteousness all day long, for they are ashamed, for they are humiliated who seek my hurt. That was Psalms 70 and 71. Let's move on over to our next reading. We're going to pick up in Isaiah chapter 17 and chapter 18 today. Isaiah 17 and 18. The oracles concerning Damascus. Behold, Damascus is about to be removed from being a city and will become a fallen ruin. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. They will be for flocks to lie down in, and there will be no more to frighten them. The fortified city will disappear from Ephraim, and sovereignty from Damascus and the remnant of Aram. It will be like the glory of the sons of Israel, declares the Lord of hosts. Now on that day the glory of Jacob will fade, and the fatness of his flesh will become lean. It will be even like the reaper gathering the standing grain, and his arm harvests as his arm harvests the ears, or it will be like one gleaning ears of grain in the valley of Rephaim, and yet gleanings will be left in it like the shaking of an olive tree, two or three olives on the topmost bough, four or five on the branches of the fruitful tree, declares the Lord, the God of Israel. In that day man will have regard for his Maker, and his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look to that which his fingers have made, even the Asherim and incense stands. In that day their strong cities will be like forsaken places in the forest, or like branches which they have abandoned before the sons of Israel, and the land will be a desolation. For you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not remembered the rock of your refuge, and therefore the plant delightful plants. Therefore you plant delightful plants, and set them with vine slips of a strange God. In the day that you plant it, you carefully fence it in, and in the morning you bring your seed to blossom. But the harvest will be a heap in a day of sickliness and incurring pain. Alas, the uproar of many peoples who roar like the roaring of the sea, and the rumblings of nations who rush on like the rumblings of mighty waters. The nations rumble on like the rumblings of many waters, but he will rebuke them, and they will flee far away, and be chased like chaff in the mountains before the wind, or like a whirling dust before a gale. For thus the Lord has told me, I will look from my dwelling place quietly, like dazzling heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, as soon as the bud blossoms and the flower becomes a ripening grape, then he will cut off the sprigs and with a pruning knife, and remove and cut away the spreading branches. At evening time, behold, there is terror. Before morning, they are no more. Such will be the portion of those who plunder us, and the lot of those who pillage us. Isaiah 18. Alas, O land of whirling winds, which lies beyond the rivers of Cush, which sends envoys by the sea, even in papyrus vessels on the vessels of the water. Go swift, messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a people feared far and wide, a powerful and oppressive nation, whose land the river divides. All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on earth, as soon as this standard is raised on the mountains, you will see it, and as soon as the trumpet is blown, you will hear it. They will be left together for mountain birds of prey and for the beasts of the earth, and the birds of prey will spend the summer feeding on them, and all the beasts of the earth will spend harvest time on them. At that time, a gift of homage will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth, even from a people feared far and wide, a powerful and oppressive nation whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, even Mount Zion. That was Isaiah 17 and 18. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to finish that book today and then jump into 2 Peter, Lord willing, tomorrow. First Peter chapter 5. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by you, brethren, by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the Lord, the God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, our faithful brother, for so I regard him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you, all who are in Christ. Well, amen. That was the book of 1 Peter. Another book down. Praise God. That's great. And that was our reading today for May 18th, 2023. We will be reading through the New Testament once again. We're quickly approaching the end of the whole New Testament. Let me look at the schedule here. By June 20th, if you have been with me since the beginning, you have read through the entire New Testament. So you got a little bit, about a month, and then you've read through the whole New Testament. We're going to read through it twice this year, so that's a great thing. And so that's an awesome thing. But that said, that was our reading for today. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark it down. Again, stick with it. It's about developing that discipline of being in the Bible every single day. If you've missed some, go back and watch them. Leave a comment or a reaction. Encourage those who maybe have fallen behind a little bit to get back in, especially our Mug Club members. You know, come on, do us proud, you know. And so, but that said, thank you guys so much. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I pray, God, today that we would indeed live by this word. Lord, I pray, God, especially, Lord, that we would take that warning that we just read at the end of 1 Peter about the devil, how he's lurking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, that we would take that warning seriously. Lord, I reminded, Lord, of how many brothers and sisters who have been taken by the devil. Lord, we are all in danger of that, Lord. And so we need to be on guard. Lord, I would just pray, God, that you would keep us today. Help us, Lord, to honor you. Help us to fight against sin. Help us to fight against just all of those things that would so easily beset us, Lord, and our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes. Lord, I pray, God, that they would all be in conformity to Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, may we live for you today. May we honor you, Lord. May you be blessed, Lord, as a result of the way that we live today. And so, Lord, I thank you. I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody.